The general flow here is we're going to talk about their backgrounds and then discussing when it may be time to look for a new gig, how to go about doing so, as well as the ethical considerations, including conflicts, as well as the representation of yourself and the firms you are potentially looking at during that process.
So, Betty, I think I'm the one that made the career transition most recently, right?
Yes.
So I made the career transition over to the USPTO from an in-house counsel gig in January of 2016. And there's some really interesting things that go on with respect to going from an in-house counsel position to government. It's not as much of a difference as one might expect. There's actually a lot of similarities. But the ethics in going into government is very, very interesting. But why don't you go ahead and talk about your last transition, too?
Wow. How many people in here are in-house counsel? So the rest are in private practice. So I've done both twice. I was an engineer before I went to law school. I practiced petroleum engineering for 7 years and then attended SMU Law School, went to work for a large law firm, but during my summer, one of my summer jobs when I was in law school, I worked for an oil and chemical company. So after I'd been at the large law firm a couple of years, the chemical company offered me a job, and I was in-house for 7 years. That company was then bought by Total, and they moved the office from Dallas to Houston. I'm based in Dallas. My husband's a Dallas native. Our kids were going to Dallas school, so I wasn't going to make the move. And what I wanted to do was go back and work for a law firm part-time, because I liked the intellectual stimulation of a law firm, but I didn't want to work 2,400 hours a year with my young kids. So I worked at Jones Day part-time for 7 years.